Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 196. Today we're reading chapter 28 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. After Brother Martin left the meeting, he returned to his office and immediately got on the phone with his wife. "How's it coming along, Zelda?" "Great, I'll be hitting the send button in about 40 minutes," she said. I deduced from the phone call that something came up. "Yeah, those Ethiopians had a meeting with Pastor Gillespie, and they showed him the letter. They still do not know who wrote it, though. That one that's in charge of them? Santa something. Even with me sitting in there, had the audacity to tell the pastor he gave me lots of ideas for the ministry, but I have not used any one of them. Can you believe that?" Brother Martin said to his wife. "They're trying hard to assimilate," his wife said. "Trying to hide from immigration, I guess. With those bright colors they wear every Sunday, they're doing a poor job of hiding. Anyone can spot them a mile away," Brother Martin said. "They look like parrots with all those bright colors." His wife chuckled. "I created two e-books. One for the one going to Pastor Gillespie. I just copied facts from Wikipedia, you know, to throw him off so that he will think this is something good. The other e-book has all the things we brainstormed on to get the members all riled up. We'll let him get his first. We'll send the members theirs tomorrow." "Good, good. That ought to get some buzz going. If Pastor does not kick the Ethiopians out, the church will kick him out. Have you found out anything more about them being here illegally?" "Nope," Zelda said. "I've only asked immigration officials to check them out to see if they are all here legally. I haven't heard back from Mr. Carrington." "That's not good," Brother Martin said. "Why don't you call him again and make it more urgent? You know, toss in something about them disturbing the peace and possibly being responsible for some break-ins." "Martin, we don't want to lie too much now," his wife said. "Who says we're lying? We may be stretching the truth a little in thinking ahead as to what may take place," Brother Martin said. "On that letter we're sending to Pastor Gillespie, just copy the logo off of the official website and put it on the letterhead and the envelope. If we can just get Gillespie to think that there may be legal trouble down the road for the church if the government finds out that we are sheltering illegal immigrants, that may be enough to get him to slow down and all this integration stuff he's doing." Sister Mona brought the e-book that had been sent to his email to Pastor Gillespie's attention. "This is impressive," Pastor Gillespie said, as he clicked through the first few pages of the e-book, titled, "Getting to Know Our Ethiopian Friends." The front cover featured a large, colorful image of the dancing performance that had taken place at the Ethiopian celebration that past Sunday. In the front was a letter by Brother Martin to the All People's Church family, praising the inclusion of the Ethiopian community. The rest of the pages were a series of short articles regarding the Ethiopian lifestyle, culture, and Christian faith, complete with colorful pictures of statues, architecture, and artwork. In the back was an advertisement for the Queen of Sheba Ethiopian restaurant, as well as an advertisement for the Ethiopian exhibit at the local museum. "What do you think, Sister Mona?" Pastor Gillespie asked. "No wonder this took him so long. He put a lot of thought and work into this project. The church and our Ethiopian friends would love this," Sister Mona replied. "Email him back and tell him I said it looks great, and to go ahead and send it to the rest of the church family," Pastor Gillespie said. "I can't wait to hear what Santa U will say." Zelda Martin was unsuccessful in getting a hold of Mr. Weldon Carrington. The lady who answered the phone informed her that they would be investigating soon. Zelda spent the rest of the afternoon forging the letter from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office to Pastor Gillespie. The letter read, "Roland Gillespie, it has been brought to our attention that you and the All People's Non-Denominational Church are sheltering a large number of Ethiopian immigrants who may be in the country illegally. It has been reported you are encouraging your church members to support their businesses, and you have offered to help them find employment. Please understand that it is a federal offense to support and shelter those who are in the country illegally. If you are aware of illegal immigrants in your community, please inform local law enforcement immediately. The letter was signed by Weldon Carrington and included the Texas address of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. When Sister Mona showed Pastor Gillespie the letter, he was deeply disturbed. Brother Martin appeared to be highly upset as well. "We have to find out who is behind this," he said, shaking his head. Santayu and Bolale, who had been called in to the meeting, gave Brother Martin a strange look. They were surprised at his reaction. "Maybe we have been misjudging him," Santayu thought. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you're broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "For there is not a Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Once again, thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time.